Hello, this is Sally Cronin with another story from Tales from the Irish Garden. Last time, the Queen and the court arrived from Spain and spent their first night in their new home under the old magnolia tree. The first banquet in the new palace. The next few days passed in a blur as Queen Filigree, Persephone and Narcissus and the rest of the court settled into their new quarters. Whilst the royal family had managed to bring a good selection of their regal attire on the goose transport, most of the other courtiers and servants had only managed to bring one change of clothing. Clearly, this was going to be a problem within a short space of time, despite the fact that a site for the new laundry had been found. At the top of the new palace, next to the pigeon house, was a chamber with a steady supply of dripping rainwater through a gap in the branches. This fed a trough that flowed into large barrels, fashioned from fallen bark from the forest and waterproofed with moss mixed with heated pine resin. The fairy engineers who had designed this system many years ago for the previous occupants had also found discarded tin cans in the woods that had been carefully sliced in two lengthways to provide excellent washing pots. Since a palace full of smoke is not ideal, the kitchens were also on this level with chimney stacks from the ovens venting the workspace into the open air. Water would be taken from the barrels in large soup pots fashioned by the tinsmiths over the years. It would be heated over fires on a metal trivet alongside the carefully constructed brick ovens. The head laundress would then bring her assistants in to collect the hot water, pouring it into the two half-tin cans. The first was for washing clothes with soap wort, made from flowers collected from the garden, before being rinsed in the second vat of hot water. Mangles were then used to remove the excess water before the clothes and linens were set to dry on rods suspended from the ceiling in the warmth of the kitchen. In Spain, in the warm, dry climate, the fairies had worn light clothing and, to be honest, some didn't wear anything at all, except for a strategically placed lily petal. But even though it was spring in the Emerald Island, it was very cold for these warm-blooded creatures, and they were now wearing several layers. The trouble was they had brought so little with them that they were now fighting amongst themselves over bits and pieces, quickly becoming threadbare and ragged. The head laundress requested an audience with the Chamberlain, who in turn approached Her Majesty with the problem. It so happened that Queen Filigree had extended an invitation to the storyteller to join her and her courtiers for a celebration dinner, and it was to be this very night. Her newly appointed head guardian duly arrived, shrunk to the appropriate size, dressed in his best suit and wearing patent leather dancing shoes. He bowed low to Her Majesty and then waved forward three wizened old fellows carrying a violin, flute and a lute. "Your gracious Majesty, I would like to present a small gift towards this evening's proceedings, since I know you were forced to leave your own stoned band behind." With that, he pushed the trio in front of him. "These are the O'Reilly brothers, Liam, Herbert and Willie, and they are here to entertain us through dinner and for dancing, if you will permit them." He looked at the Queen for approval. Queen Filigree clapped her hands in delight, ordering that the band be brought some amber nectar from the royal beehive and that they be positioned at the end of the ballroom. Having seen the three brothers happily seated on chairs on the bandstand, she led her honoured guests to the top table to sit at her right-hand side. She introduced him to her daughters, and they instantly fell under the charm of this eloquent raconteur. He, in turn, starved of female company for many a year, twirled his fulsome moustache, and made the most of the opportunity. As they dipped into the first course of roasted cowslip tongues with crispy ants, Queen Filigree mentioned her current problem with the lack of clothing for the rest of the fairies in this much colder climate. The storyteller listened attentively, and then, going slightly against protocol, placed his hand on the forearm of Her Majesty. "I have just the man to help you, Your Majesty, and if you will permit me, I shall make arrangements for him to call tomorrow with his staff of tailors. You will find no better person in the whole of the Emerald Island when it comes to creating attractive but robust clothing for both his elite customers and those who might have less to spend on a suit." With that little problem out of the way, the evening proceeded, and in the fashion of those who inhabit the Emerald Island, the storyteller insisted that every courtier stand up and deliver a piece of verse, a song, or a comical anecdote. This indeed was a strange custom, but as the amber nectar flowed and the courses continued to tickle the palate, each of the queens in a circle stood up and delivered their party piece. There was much laughter and good-natured ribbing of the participants, and Queen Filigree became a little concerned as her own turn rapidly approached. She stood up from the table, and the rowdy crowd immediately went silent. She indicated their special guest and smiled to her audience. "Far be it for me to steal just one more moment of anticipation of our honoured guest's own contribution." Pausing for effect, she touched the shoulder of her companion. "Without further ado, I give you the fabled storyteller, who I know is going to delight us all with one of his own stories." With a flourish of her hand, she sat down and applauded as the storyteller took to his feet. He stood a little unsteadily for a moment as he adjusted the amount of amber nectar he had imbibed and then smiled at his audience. "Stop me if you've heard this one before." I hope you've enjoyed this story from Tales from the Irish Garden, and will join me again next week for the rest of the story about this banquet and the new clothes for the fairies.